You back here in the conversation. A couple of quick updates for you here. Brand new data shows that COVID booster shots are not appropriate at this time. That according to the U.S. and international scientists and published in a peer-reviewed journal, The Lancet. This is why Marion Gruber, no relation to me, by the way, and Phil Krause are stepping down from the FDA. They say booster shots that Joe Biden keeps promising by September 20th, those are not necessary, and they're not FDA approved. But Joe Biden just keeps plowing forward with his mandate on people getting the shot, and then he'll mandate the third shot, even though it's not approved, and people are saying, done with that. Joining me here to talk about it, Nolan Finley here to talk to me from the Detroit News. Nolan, good to have you back.
Good to be here, Steve.
All right, so this mandate, he keeps plowing forward, but all evidence is that there's no evidence to support it. Plus, he keeps saying, oh, yeah, September 20th. That's not going to happen, I don't think. What are your thoughts?
Well, where are all the people that were howling about Trump meddling with the regulatory agencies and pushing a political agenda on vaccines? And, you know, Joe Biden himself said, oh, gosh, I can't trust any vaccine pushed through by Trump because he's putting pressure on the FDA and CDC. How's that any different than what Joe Biden's doing? And nobody seems to be bothered by it, except you and me, Steve.
Well, that's not true, Nolan. I saw Coca-Cola and some other big corporations go out and say, you cannot force it. First of all, where's the equal protection under the law? If you tell companies with 100 or more employees, you must get your employees vaccinated.
Yeah, and that's another matter than this pushing this booster shot before it's ready. It's exactly what the left screamed about when Trump was doing it. I agree on the mandatory vaccine. I have no clue how that's going to be upheld by the courts for the reason you cited. If you work for a company that has 98 employees, are you any less dangerous than one who has 101 employees just because you're not vaccinated? It's just a hot mess. And, you know, how are you going to force it? You're going to ask employers all to get an attestation form from their workers. You're putting a tremendous burden on employers at a time when they already can't find enough workers to keep their businesses running.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, how many restaurants have you been to that have their dining rooms are closed, or they're shutting at 5 in the afternoon, or other companies are not open? So you've got, and another big part of the problem they're going to face, the unions. The unions are like, you can't tell us what to do. And they're not going to just roll over for it, right?
It's changing work rules. And why would they accept that just because it comes from Joe Biden? The other thing it doesn't do is it ignores science in terms of it makes no exemption, no provision for people who have had COVID and who've got natural immunity. There's absolutely no reason to force someone who has had COVID and developed that natural immunity to get a vaccine. It's like telling someone who's had the vaccine, oh, you got to get another vaccine. And those people, according to the scientific research coming out, are just as protected as people who've had vaccines. And yet the administration and the vaccine fanatics are so intent on everybody having a jab in their arm that, you know, they're ignoring the science, just what they accuse their predecessors of doing. I believe in vaccines. I've been vaccinated. We'll continue to get vaccinated whenever I need it. But I also accept the fact that some people, one, don't want to be, and two, don't need to be if they've had the COVID already.
Let me ask you this.
And, you know, this nonsense that this push to protect the vaccinated doesn't wash. I mean, the vaccinated are still highly unlikely to get COVID or suffer the worst effects from it if they do. This is not about protecting.
Let me jump to the bottom line here, Nolan. Nolan Finley here with us, editorial page editor of the Detroit News. Is Joe Biden competent? I mean, just flat out, is he competent or not? Because you look at what happened in Afghanistan, it's a disaster. The southern border is a disaster. Everything, the pandemic, he's here, he's there, he's flips, he flops. Anthony Fauci is still out there. I have no idea why. Is this administration competent on any critical issue we're facing today?
Well, we haven't seen it so far, but, you know, I don't think it's because Joe Biden's losing his faculties. This is the same Joe Biden we've known forever, Steve. I mean,
so wait a second. You're telling me he's always
been a crackerjack.
Yeah, he's always been an idiot, is what you're saying.
Well, he's always been. I mean, he's always been unfit for leadership. This is the first job, Steve, and he's been in politics all his life. First job he's ever been the decision maker. He's always been the guy, you know, who votes on in a committee or offers up by advice or is sitting there waiting for somebody's heart to stop, but he's never been the guy who's had to make the critical decisions. And, you know, he doesn't really know what to do. And I think he's all over the place, got a very weak team forced on him by the progressives in the Democratic Party. And they just don't know what to do.
Well, that, you know, you've really inspired a lot of confidence in me this morning, Nolan, which I greatly appreciate. Oh, Lord.
Hey,
yeah, I mean, I look at Blinken yesterday. I'm thinking Blinken is completely incapable. Anyhow, go on.
He is. I mean, Blinken made a mess out of Afghanistan, and nobody's been held accountable. Nobody's been called into accountable. I mean, You think about over the years, the cabinet secretaries who had to step down because they just failed at their jobs. And failure is in this administration seems not to have a consequence.
None whatsoever. You know, I got to leave it there, Nolan. I got to leave it there. But, you know, and I know that you thought that the Texas abortion law could upset the apple cart. Mm-hmm. I think outside of Texas, we'll see. I don't, because I think that there's so much incompetence. People are just going to say, we're going to have to live with that because there have to be changes. But we'll talk about that next time, Nolan. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, check out my newsletter, Steve. Newsletters at DetroitNews.com.
DetroitNews.com, the Nolan Findlay newsletter. You can find it for yourself. Nolan, always a pleasure.
Thanks, Steve.